Hello everyone and welcome to Jeff J tonight. I just woke up, I was resting, and I'm now in good shape, hopefully. Dead Star says currently making my way through the Grand Unified Theory FTX article. Fascinating read. Yes, an article at Zero Hedge. I will talk about it quickly. I haven't read in full, it's a very long article. But it's basically, they're saying what I've been saying, which is we should not look at this as a regular Ponzi scheme and a failure of a money manager. This was so much bigger. It was an attack on the crypto sphere. It was an attempt at draining the energy from the crypto sphere toward the usual suspects. And that is a much better way to look at it. I fully agree with this perspective. Faram was asking a question on Discord. He says, "Hey Jeff, I want to ask you this on today's show. Is there some criteria by which the human DNA replicas / trickster printer is the primary replicator rather than being properly defined as the entire sequence of DNA, RNA, and protein components? You had previously answered that DNA has the only complete set of information since some is lost during translation. I think this answer is wrong since the protein replicase is the minimal component orchestrating the copying of the DNA and so must have all of the information that matters. The queens that don't matter in DNA codons are not part of the replicas, like introns are not part of the replicas." So this is a question around the circle of causality between DNA producing the DNA replicas and then the DNA replicas being a protein. There will be RNA segments that lead to it, and so you can imagine a circle here of DNA using that replicase and the RNA segments that intervene to be copying itself. And there's been a couple of times that me and Faram have talked about this circle and how important it is, and whether it would be fitting to see the circle itself, not just the DNA, but the whole thing as the replicator. To me, Faram, I don't know if I'm missing something, but I think the answer to your question, and you know, if I'm missing something obvious, maybe you can come back to me on Twitter or on Discord or on the Patreon Hangout. To me, the RNA segment and proteins that are part of this circle of causality are subject to forgetful creamplex considerations. That is, if you were to remove some of their some of their letters, change the order, the mutation wouldn't be preserved in the next generation. So I think it's a chapter 7 case here, where in my chapter 7 I make the case that if you can remove something from it and it doesn't pass to the next generation, then it's not a replicator. And I think I'm correct here that these RNA segments and proteins will impact the causality of a copy, but they don't carry the information of the copy itself in a way that would be retained in the next generation. Maybe I'm missing something, though. End of the line, Joel says, "Will the Weinsteins of the Dark Horse podcast ever complete their commitment to read TRP? Who knows? Who knows? People were noting that Brett has been talking less and less about biology, more and more about Oregon and leftism and Portland and life in Portland. Maybe he's not a biologist anymore. Weren't they laughing when they saw that I was writing biologist in my Twitter bio? Maybe they're not biologists anymore. Maybe they don't want to know." Cloud Warmer says, "JF, these guys reckon the Chinese riots are happening all over the country. Maybe something to review off air. All right, thank you for the info. Yeah, I mean, I've been seeing all these painful. Oops. Yeah, I'm trying to show you a video of it. I've been seeing these hot takes on Twitter, people rooting for the Chinese, people saying, "Isn't this exceptional?" I think that what is so exceptional about the Chinese protest is just the size of it. And then some other Twitterettes with their blue check marks are like, "Well, I think that what's most exceptional is the fact that they are all around the country. It's a national movement." And some other people are like, "Well, what's most exceptional is that we have rarely seen so much hate toward the ruling party in China." And I'm like, no, this is a bunch of people in the street complaining against COVID rules. First, the fact that our nation would be interested from a foreign perspective at the liberation of the Chinese from COVID rules, which we have imposed on ourselves. Sorry, I can't be enthusiastic about it. There's a need for a revolution against COVID rules, and it's happened. It's in the US and in Canada and in Western Europe. Fuck the Chinese revolt against COVID rules. You guys are living vicariously. You guys are living through the little revolution of the Chinese when you should have one yourself. Secondly, the interest of the warmongers and social engineers of Twitters. To be looking at this nation and to be using and trying to at least use or benefit from the situation from a let's modify China perspective. Maybe we can introduce some LGBT democracy in China. I'm sorry, I can't wait to be back on Twitter. This week apparently would be, according to Elon Musk, the week of amnesty. Elon, I need amnesty on Twitter so I can tell these people that they're ridiculous with their dreams of socially engineering this other country. So apparently we should be enthusiastic about this kind of protest against COVID. So a crowd pushing themselves, pushing others. Chinese locked. Yes, Tillman says, whenever I see Chinese riots on Twitter, I think of CIA. Yes, that wouldn't be surprising that the current enthusiasm around these protests stems from some plan to weaken the regime through. As we often do through protest. Zero tolerance, Chinese lockdown protest intensify in rare display of defiance. Protest in China over President Xi Jinping's zero tolerance COVID-19 measures have intensified, expanding from Beijing and the far western Xinjiang region to several other major cities, including Wuhan, Shanghai, and the eastern city of Nanjing, according to video and photos circulating on social media. Look, this all started from the fact that there was a severe lockdown in place, and some people were caught in an apartment. And you know, when the Chinese lock down, they lock down with soldered doors and that kind of stuff. And there was a fire in an apartment, and apparently some people died. Some protesters claim up to 40. The government claims about 10 deaths, but in any case, whoever died, it is argued that they were stuck in the fire because they couldn't run away because of the door shuts, because of the lengthy response of the authorities on their lockdown. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I don't know. I think that the Chinese regime, anyway, doesn't have an interest, shouldn't have an interest at doing these severe lockdown measures. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for the stated purpose. It may work for them from the perspective of controlling their population, but it doesn't stop the COVID pandemic. It doesn't work. It's ridiculous. It's self-destructive. And so I think that what will happen is probably the regime will oppress the protest as they do normally, but also I think they might soften a little bit on their COVID lockdown measures, and everything will calm down. I don't see a massive movement stemming from these protests. Jonathan Dow says, JF, is there an angle of anti-Semitism to the unrest in China? I mean, it's always interesting to think of the question of Jews as it relates to China, because very often it's a country you can think of and understand without too much thinking about the Jews. Unlike America, unlike Western Europe, unlike many other countries. So it's quite interesting. I would be open that listening to, I don't know, perhaps David Duke has an opinion on this. I think that what we should expect is that the Jews will be standing here a little bit where they stand when it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to a lot of other countries, where they are interested in modifying the behavior of foreign countries, controlling foreign nations. But I don't know from the perspective of the Jews inside China. YouTube refugees mentioning the Kaifeng Jews are native Chinese Jews. Crazy Catman says there's plenty of Jewish influence in China. Yeah, I would like to hear about it. I know that David Duke was telling me that there were Jews that were participating to the communist revolution back in the days. Are they still in effect? Are they still operating? I'd like to hear about this. All right, tearing down of COVID barriers. All right, so some of Chinese people tired with the lockdown rules, tired with the barriers. Here's some other footage. Spindly Opinion says they have no organization, they are a rabble like January 6th. And we can see that the riot vehicles have been spotted, so it seems that the answer of the regime here is coming, the crackdown is coming, says Syndexia. You can capture a couple of rioters in those trucks, I guess. This is what will happen, especially since the Chinese have a lot of agents on place. They have a lot of filming going on. Each of these people who expose their face while revolting and destroying fences, all of them will be arrested in secrecy and disappeared at the proper time. Galacticus says, Uncle Klaus says, this is our role model. Yes, China has been inspiring the authoritarians of the West for a while, including Justin Trudeau, and most recently Klaus Schwab coming out in admiration of the dictatorship. China bulls look to a future that no longer exists. Meanwhile, commentary on the economics. China's economy reached extraordinary peaks before COVID struck, and investors still expect big things from the Asian behemoth. That's a misconception that will leave risk assets vulnerable to pressure well into 2023, given the likelihood that global growth will be weaker than expected. Yeah, most of my life I have known China under a super growth curve. You know, China always outcompeting all other countries when other countries would grow by 2, 3, 5%, China would grow by 15, 20%. But this may not be forever, and especially if there starts to be a population that demands more from the regime, perhaps China will be less of a super efficient machine and more like the West. Jonathan Dow says, JF, wasn't Brazil supposed to be a superpower by now? I've heard those speculations back when I was a child or a teenager. And they were saying, based on just numbers, China will be a superpower, Brazil will be a superpower. And the reality is, it's not just a matter of number and even efficiency. The reality is you can have a lot of people that are useless in your nation. And I think the demographic aspect has not been properly considered by people who say this country will rise, that country will rise. At some point, it's like, yeah, you have billions of people maybe in your country, but most of them are a mess. They can't help really form a better society. There's all sorts of intra-conflict within of society that drains down and costs. I don't expect these predictions to be realized. Rudy Lacid says, too much of a drain on society. Yeah, demographics. Gob says, no, Brazil has a smaller population than America and it's less white. 300 million, someone says. 300 million more males than females in China. Okay, I don't know what's the population of Brazil, but I know it's one of the high population South America place, right? Iran calls for US to be kicked out of 2022 World Cup after it changes Iran flag on social media to show support for protesters. Listen, it's annoying how the US can't help but to do social engineering and political interventionism with sports. It's like it started with the whole LGBT badge and then they could not get it. And so they've replaced with the One Love badge, which was deemed a social message and a political message. Now they're using a version, differently colored or differently set up version of the Iran flag, which is meant to mean we are in support of the revolution in Iran, of the protest. This is not what soccer is made for. And you guys keep, the US keeps using football, soccer, and sports for doing more regime intervention that they used to have the ball to try to do it militarily at least. Now they're doing it with sports. Shut the fuck up, play your sports game. it is not the right place to be telling another country whom could have a team on, who could be participating to the matches, to tell them how to manage their own country. Because what they are pushing for ultimately is a pro-feminist, pro-LGBT Iran, liberate the woman of Iran, blah, blah, blah. I would just stop engaging with the US on sports. I would stop participating to these sports event if I was Iran. Michaela Peterson, the daughter of Jordan Peterson, is putting an ad. I don't like it. She's looking for a nanny / house manager in Miami. Why don't you care for your own child? No, she wants to hire someone to do the education of her children. It's better than the public school, I guess, but do we really want a nanny house manager to be bonding with this child who will be abandoned by Michaela because she's going out there in the world trying to gather? What is the contribution of Michaela Peterson? Gather an audience, some influence, promote meat only eating. You would be better staying at home and being a mom, Michaela, because none of this matters. Your meat-only diet, whatever it is that you want to influence people on, it's not interesting. Valette, what the fuck are you saying? I will have to remove your chat. Silver Spider says, Jeff, I thought her dad said clean your own room. Well, she's not following the rule. Her description says, must have experience, ideally educating children, must be proficient in G-Suite, so kind of meetings and calendars and that kind of stuff. Google Calendar, Sheets, Docs, Gmail, must be able to drive, must be able to travel internationally, must be exceedingly organized, willing to cover moving expenses for the right candidate, looking for someone to help my family long term. I mean, I'd rather my life model stay at home. Maybe I'll have less opportunities to communicate with the public because I'm staying at home, because I may not take a conference, I may not be a public speaker. I will only speak on virtual setups like here. But at least you keep your time for your family. You don't have to hire someone to be a parental model to your child. Jonathan Dow says, Jeff, how long until the similar ad for her drug-addled father? Maybe we could have a nanny house manager for Jordan Peterson at some point. At some point, Michaela may not be available anymore to put him in coma in Russia to stop his addiction. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Valette says, Peterson is already taken care of by Harley Pasternak. Oh yeah, the handler of Kanye West. By the way, I've been listening to Kanye West in the car. Mama JF imposed this listening on me. We listened because we traveled today. We did some shopping. And yeah, Kanye West is not very good. Not a very good singer. We listened to Donda, among other CDs of his. Donda sucks. The music sucks. It's kind of loose rap, a little bit more enjoyable than your average mumble rap, but not so much more. And the lyrics are just annoying. It's like, you know, these black people who they're like, oh yeah, I just found a rhyme. Oh yeah, I just found a way to make this word rhyme with this word. Holy shit. I'm just going to drop it. You can see that these people write by sound, and you can see that they will just fit whatever next word allows them to construct their rhyme. The meaning of the text that results is very uninteresting. It's like you can feel that the word is coming and that it's going to fuck up the meaning of the sentence, but they will still use it because it fucking rhymes. Like blah 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 Windex. And you're like, okay, I understand that Windex here rhymes, but you weren't talking about cleaning glasses at all. So you are bringing me the word Windex because you're trying to make it rhyme with the X that you said a couple of words ago. Absolutely annoying and crap. Although I appreciate Kanye West for his recent memetics on the internet, it's not good singing. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey Jeff, I have a few friends who have become who have become avid fans of Andrew Tate. They follow every word he says and are foolishly wasting all of their money on gaudy things like that make them look rich, but they have no homes, children, or wives. What would you say to these guys?" Well, I would say, you know, in our genetics, we can see that not all males reproduce, and that in fact, only 20% of the males truly reproduce on average at any point in time. So you can tell them you seem to be acting very strong to be part of the 80% that doesn't reproduce. Depends on how much you want to save them, you know, if they have adopted this lifestyle and they're happy about it. You might just want to let them do it, and but if they are friends or family member and you care about them, you want to get them out of this, you have to tell them, look, the game is reproduction. If you're not playing the game of reproduction, you're not in the game at all. You're playing some alternative games in which your victories mean nothing. So get to making babies. No matter what that means, it may mean, in your case, change your attitude with life, buy a home, attract a female, whatever it is. If you're not playing the game of reproduction, you're not playing anything that matters over evolutionary times, over intergenerational times. You're just a dead end of nothingness and fluff. You're like styrofoam. You're the styrofoam of evolution. Now, if they want to stick to that lifestyle, it's not like there's much more you can tell them. If they don't feel it, they have adopted the life of instant pleasures and they experience a rewarding life with this, then so be it. Balenciaga just killed their own Twitter account after tumultuous weeks where they started by expressing worries about Elon Musk and Twitter. Then they got caught with pedophilia themed campaigns that were discovered by them in the past few years that they have released. Now they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't take the public opposition to them, and they have deleted their Twitter account, just like Sam Harris. Isn't it beautiful to see self-selection out of the Twitterverse? I find it beautiful seeing people who can't handle just they can't handle the tide rising against them, and they know that it's not their place anymore, and they disappear. They disappear themselves. It's so beautiful. I love it. Musk blast claims that reinstated banned Twitter accounts will put lives at risk. Twitter's new boss, Elon Musk, took a swipe at a mainstream media report that cited activists claiming lives were being put at risk by Musk's decision to reinstate a number of banned Twitter accounts, including that of former President Trump. The leftists are like, oh, they're going to open the gates of hell. And Elon Musk says much ado about nothing. Yeah, it's not going to be the gates of hell. It's going to be everyone that you didn't want to hear their arguments. You're going to start having to hear it. Or at least it's going to be right there in your feed, and you're going to have to block us instead of... Instead of blocking us, what they were doing is they were asking Twitter to block us for them, and in the process, block us from everyone. Ultimately, if you don't like what I say, you can always block me. But what these leftists find annoying is that ultimately there will be ears opened for my kind of argument, for whoever was banned, their kind of argument. And that's what's annoying to them. It's being called out. It's seeing in their own reply section that they're getting debunked, or that they are getting suggested a new path of thinking, which they don't want to go there. So they preferred the banning. The banning was allowing them to self-deceive and isolate their thinking. Jonathan Dow says, JF, Balenciaga could have taken the gambit of owning the pedophilic accusations. Is the Overton window not yet shifted enough to support an openly pro-pedophile brand in the mainstream? No, we have not reached this level. And we may never reach it. Because although there is in far-left circles, you know, edgy far-left academic style, there is this willingness to be provocational with pedophilia. The normal people who form the basis of the brand success, normal people still are heterosexual, they have children, they want to protect these children. So no matter where the far left craziness reaches, normalization of pedophilia will always be a problem, especially for a large brand. Now, you can have one academic here and there, like Camille Paglia, who will say, oh, you know, maybe it's okay if young people have sex. But largely, it will be rejected for any big brand, because a big brand has to loom large, and you cannot win without the heterosexual parents. It's just too much people. A grand unified theory of the FTX disaster. I was talking about it at the beginning of the show. The important point here is to say they write a giant cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, and its companion quant trading / investment firm, Alameda Research, have collapsed in what appears to be a leveraged Ponzi-esque event that poisoned many other businesses in the nascent crypto finance ecosystem. This isn't exactly the right story, and I am to clarify. So yes, I fully agree with this statement. I haven't read the rest of the article. It's very long, but I will read it. We have to be careful into presenting this as merely a Ponzi scheme went wrong. It's not just this. It was a normie takeover, an attempted takeover by normie politics and economics to take over the Bitcoin world. And it failed spectacularly. And this failure should be celebrated across the years, not by having the fear that their failure, projects poorly onto the cryptosphere, but to the contrary, to say, look, when these outsiders came in and tried to take over, they couldn't even do that. They couldn't even take something that was already rising and superb. They just made it worse, and they crashed themselves into the process. And Bitcoin survived it. This is what we have to retain. Another study finds heart inflammation higher after Moderna vaccination versus Pfizer. Cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccination were more common among Moderna recipients than those who received Pfizer's shot. We've seen that claim before. Just a further study doing it again. Fauci has a completely open mind about COVID-19 lab leak theory, but he says evidence strongly points elsewhere. There is no evidence that strongly points to a natural origin of COVID-19. What is this evidence? I mean, the fact that you can detect other bats in the genealogy of this virus, of previous host of a similar virus, that is not a strong point of evidence for the natural origins. It just shows that whether it was natural or lab leak, there was a moment of interaction with bats. That doesn't tell you whether the bat was in nature or whether the bat was in a lab. Ariel Suarez says, no evidence points elsewhere, laughing my ass off. Yeah, and when you compare this with the strength of the evidence we have on the lab leak side, with the furin cleavage side, with the discussion that they were going to do that kind of modifications, with the location of Wuhan Institute of Virology, and I don't even remember, but recently there was a fourth argument adding to this line of reasoning. It was basically an analysis of the structure of the virus and the fact that, oh yeah, it was about the number of segments. It seems highly unnatural the way this virus gets digested by enzymes, which is highly suggestive of laboratory work having been performed before on it. All of this taken together are very strong argument for the lab leak. There's nothing in the natural origins hypothesis that compares. Silver Spider says, who has a better poker face, Fauci or JF? I don't know. I don't have an opinion on this. Ariel Suarez says the furin cleavage site not only is extremely unlikely to have evolved naturally, but it was found to be very common among synthetic viruses. I didn't know this. Joseph Butch on Gab was saying Nick Fuentes is abandoning his nightly incel stream to go work for a pretend Milo-led Kanye West presidential campaign. Look, I know pro-white circles have always been dysfunctional and idiosyncratic, but this has been to be among the strangest of all happenings, no? It's a fun show for sure, but if you're relying on any of these people to play a role in your plan to get us out of the predicament we're in, holy shit, dude. You're going to go down with their ship. Very well said. Very well said. It's what we should expect of this trio. Lots of noise, lots of attention grabbing, Some of it will be fun. I can't say no. I can't say I totally reject, the incoming memes. I would take a few memes to laugh a little bit, to get something to cover in the news, but to expect any sort of political realization would be too much to ask, in my view. Callum Oxworth says nothing but good can come out of it. What is the reason for the hate? Well, it's not hate. As I just mentioned, it's if you have zero expectations and you just want to be entertained, they can do that, maybe. But it may actually result in the Democrats winning. Because if this trio gets any sort of voting from the Republicans that they can drain out, you're going to end up with a continued Democrat power. You have to be ready that this is the best case scenario for what they could realize. Jonathan Dow says, JF, the presumed viability of the Yay Fuentes Milo vehicle speaks very poorly of how disparate their presumed audience is. Well, viability, I mean, can these people even get together the signature process and the official request process to be on the electoral ballots for presidency? I don't even know if we're getting there, Maybe, maybe not. But that's it. That I'm not expecting much. This is appalling. Major tax filing services have been sending financial information to Facebook. Apparently, Facebook was getting that information from HR Block, TaxAct, TaxSlayer. And Facebook was using that information because knowing about your income and everything helped them target ads to you better. And then even they were even receiving some information about people who didn't have a Facebook account. I think we have to rethink information transfer between companies, and I think there's much more than health information that should be protected. I think people should have an opportunity to reject having their information used by those systems, because we have anything about you gets sold and exchanged multiple times between companies. And most of the time you don't know it. Shouldn't happen. The DSL crunch is finally causing demand destruction. Well, I'm part of this. I've said to Mama JF, we have to operate on logs. We're not going to use DSL to heat for now. So, because of the high prices, demand destruction is the fact that people move away to other sources and they found a way to survive without DSL. That's perfect. And so they are expecting drops of prices coming. There will be small drops. But perhaps I will go back to consuming DSL if it's reasonable. Jonathan Dow says, JF, the US has no military leadership of the likes of Andrew Jackson or Patton. Is this intentional? There will never be another US president with a military background, maybe an intelligence agency background. I don't have a strong opinion. I think that the politics game in our countries is very separate from the military one, although there are links. Ultimately, the talents to be a good military are very different from the talents to be a good politician in a developed democracy. So I think it makes sense that it's not the that we don't have presidents that are big military guys and vice versa. that makes sense to me. We have a list of the Republicans who have received money from FTX. That's interesting because it tells you who are Republicans, but you know they are purchasable by the other side. Dan Crenshaw. I'm so not surprised to be seeing Dan Crenshaw there, part of the Democrat war machine, essentially. You have to keep those names in mind. Those people are Republicans who are getting funded by the same fraudsters that were funding the Democrats. I would basically count them out of being even on our side in any way. EU accuses Washington of making a fortune from Ukraine war. Well, that is so fascinating to me, that Europe is awakening. It's like, bro, you guys have participated to this at every turn. You were getting fucked in the ass and you were asking for more. And it's like, oh, now, oh, well, the US is making money with all this warring. It's like, what did you think would happen? You've given your assent, you've let it happen, you have even stood by America as it was setting this up onto you, and now you pay the price. I need 10 seconds, I'll be back. Jonathan Dow says, JF, EU is about to ask about the 10% for the big guy. It's like, you saw the deal. You saw the Hunter laptop. There wasn't 10% for Europe. It was 10% for the big guy. So the big guy is getting his 10% and Europe is getting nothing. Portland totally is destroying itself. We have here a company that says it's called Reins.com. I don't know, they were a store or something. And they say, look, there's too much criminal behavior. We've had our business destroyed 15 times. The insurance company only paid the three first time, and now we're not getting any money, and we're continuing getting destroyed by criminals and Antifa. We can't operate anymore. And it's too dangerous for our employees. So they're shutting down their store. And I don't know how you can keep operating in those leftist cities. In 2020, the most traded global good was not crude oil, but semiconductors. Semiconductors chips are used in most electronic devices. Since 2015, semiconductors have taken the top rank for the most traded good, representing 15% of total global goods trade. All right, that's good to know. I'm happy. I want electronics business to be efficient and rolling, and I want the electronics to flow. Doubting Thomas says, JF, the protesting in China does seem to have boiled higher than just against COVID lockdowns, as there were videos of protesters chanting anti-CCP and anti-Xi Jinping messages. Well, I'm not surprised. I understand. That's why when I described the thing at the beginning of the show, I said, this all seems to have stemmed around COVID lockdowns consideration. But I understand that when you have that big of a movement in the street, they're going to have all sorts of qualms, and ultimately it's a revolt against an authoritarian regime. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think they will have much impact other than be arrested. But I understand that it has bigger components. But precisely those anti-CCP components could be from funding by rich Chinese or funding by external entities with the hope of destabilizing a foreign regime. I would totally see the US doing that kind of stuff. Bar Association votes to abandon the LSAT admission exam to enhance diversity. We're gonna have some bad lawyers, just like we're gonna have bad everything going forward, because they've done this in so many fields now. You're gonna have people accepted in medicine, surgery, now law, who don't deserve it from a grades perspective, and that will lead to less selection on IQ, and that will lead to massive errors and massive lack of talent in these businesses. RV boom over, monthly shipment plunge as dealerships overflow with campers. Apparently, it seems that those RVs are becoming cheaper and cheaper because there's so much of them. I mean, this is going to be the boomer apocalypse. Because who gets this? Who has such luxury that they can basically afford a home on wheels? The boomer, but the boomer is dying, and there's no one to replace the demand for these gigantic metal crap things. And so inevitably, I know that if you want something like this, just wait 10 years, wait 15 years. You're gonna get them for free, basically. Let the boomer generation die slowly, and you're gonna get your free RV at any dealership. You're just gonna have to pay a minimum amount so that they can leave it to you, so that the guy can pay for his administration fees and everything. Jonathan Dow says those RVs aren't built to last 10 years. But you don't have to buy, if you wait 20 years, they'll be building some more, you know? They will have stocks that eventually will not sell. I'm sure that a RV can be kept functional if not used. I don't know though, I'm not an expert. I hate those RVs. To me, they are the symbol of boomerism. Tactical boo it like our There was a guy on the chat that was named Tactical Boomerism. This is like military grade tactical boomerism. It is boomerism developed into a whole strategy of life. Cloud Warmer says JF, one of the big eye openers for Chinese citizens was actually the World Cup. They started complaining about obvious truths they were observing in the rest of the world regarding mask wearing and so on. There have also been some building fires where people locked inside died. Well, I covered all of this at the beginning of the show. I suppose that you joined us a little late, but yes, I did mention this. And Cloud Warmer says military grade weaponized tactical boomerism. I can't believe that we have a society that has led to this. Now, I fully understand the person who's buying this because they don't have a home and they want a strategy to be able to live and survive without a home. I respect you. That is totally a fine use. If you want to be part of those trailer trash 8 miles Eminem style of camping grounds, and that's your way of saving money, absolute respect. The RV has this function. But for the person who buys this for pure pleasurable hedonism, and you have your house and everything, you just want this to travel and live the big life in nature out there.
That is what I call tactical boomerism. But respect to those people who are successful at living a family lifestyle in this. That is absolutely respectable. You get, the 8 mile style of life, totally respected. Jonathan Dow says, JF, where do boomers keep their BTC wallet keys? As far as I can tell, they don't. They give those keys to SBF and FTX. Cloudwarmer says, JF, who has been behind gain of function boomerism since the 90s? That is funny. That is funny to think of, we're not supposed to do gain of function boomerism, but we have our intellectual elite exporting gain of function boomerism research to China. And they're coming up with their own ways of hedonistic lifestyles and RV on the road type of life. Jonathan Dow says, Jeff, is the whole boomer thing a psyop? No, it is not a psyop. The boomers have been psyoped. They've been psyoped solid by the state, by cable TV. And they didn't have an opt-out. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have much to liberate themselves from the psyop. But no, boomers are not a psyop in and of itself. All right, last news items before we close the show. Korean live streamer dies while broadcasting. I don't know if it's been verified if he actually dies, but at least he does seem to be showing signs of the spinning motion. They're talking some Korean stuff, I'm guessing. Look at him, he's going to start the spinning. Something happening to his left. Spin. Okay, so another case of these seizures or the... we're not clear about whether this is a truly new phenomenon or it's just that people pay more attention to it. But yeah, that seems to be another event of that kind. And Denise Richards has been attacked by a gun, apparently in a road rage incident, but she's doing fine. Man, I was just looking at Denise Richards. Holy shit. She is a beautiful woman. Unfortunately, she's 51. 51, this woman. She's the one who played in Starship Troopers. And I was looking at Starship Troopers and she was so beautiful. So stunning, the beauty of this woman. Absolutely fantastic for 51 years old still. And she is safe. She wasn't touched by the bullet. Silver Spider says, JF, I tried to explain from an evolutionary perspective, but I think my friend's boomer parents basically cut off the idea of family and reproduction being the main point of human life. Well, that is exactly the feature. That is the feature of the big boomer era. It is the only generation probably in history who has made individualistic, hedonistic enjoying the center of their life. I'm sure there were hedonistic people here and there across the generations, but that a whole generation turns to this, not only turns to this, but also discards the passation of knowledge to their children and basically tell the next generation, yeah, hedonism is what it is. It's so irresponsible, and it has created so much more suffering than the hedonism that they've actually enjoyed. It's like when you pursue this meaningless life of non-reproduction, you are bound to fall for all the traps, for all the bad lifestyles. And in pursuing happiness, you are bound to find unhappiness. Whereas their parents, the generations that preceded the boomers, all knew about the things that matter in life. Survival, reproduction, food, family, and that's it. Reproducing and making sure that you have babies when you die. The boomers have missed all of it. Much love, everyone. I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.